Pipe Network presents.
Thank you, Lazada, My Pro Guide, La Casa Vacanze, and Anchor for partnering with us in this episode.
Oh, and just a heads up, we may talk about things that are potentially triggering for you. So listener discretion is advised. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the pre-show show. It's a very, very wonderful and very eventful program for today.
It's super sunny and hot today, guys.
It is so hot.
And the time of this recording, melting.
God. So actually, lately, because me and Nins have been recording usually in the afternoon where it's peak hot, in my room, mm-hmm. I'm usually shirtless. So last week, while we were recording with Wesley, I was shirtless.
No one needs to know.
because it was so hot. Could you imagine me talking about killing someone and talking about serial killers? Sorry, I didn't mean to say killing someone. Not that I ever killed someone. Looks left, looks right. Shifty eyes. Could you imagine me talking about that and sweating profusely from my armpits?
Bro, I'm sweating right now.
See? So...
I know.
If you were here, you would understand why I was shirtless. But... anyway,
if you're from the Philippines, you would agree, it's, really hot right now. Lately, it's,
even if I would take a bath, I would still end up sweating really hard. Okay. Mm-hmm. As I say again, today is going to be a very eventful day, a very eventful episode. It's just us, first of all, me and Nins.
Hi.
Wow, it's been a while since...
just us.
Yeah, it's been a while since it's just us. I dubbed this episode as all about friendship.
Because we're friends and everything is winning by the power of friendship.
Yep. Today we will be testing our friendship. We also have a fart from a listener. And everything that we will talk about is anything that involves the internet.
The big wide web. The big world wide web.
I guess we are ready.
Why do you seem so scared?
Hi, I'm Nina.
And my name is Andrew.
Welcome to the Frightening, Alarming, Real Life Tales Show.
A podcast where we talk about scary stories that happened in real life. If you were a part of this terrorist group, you would be targeted and killed by the Aswang.
These three girls, their friends, two of them decided to stab their other friend just to please Slenderman.
Bigfoot is the internet influencer of the monster world.
It killed 19 American servicemen that day.
So sit back, relax, and try not to go crazy with fright.
Aren't we all crazy?
I want this show to be family friendly.
Family friendly, we talk about murder and horror and all that crap.
And welcome one and all to the award-winning podcast. The Frightening, Alarming, Real Life Tale Show. As always, I am your host, Andrew, and I'm with my co-host, Ninya.
Hi.
First of all, we forgot to talk about this last episode.
What's up?
But last week, it was supposed to be the day where we announce that the Frightening, Alarming, Real Life Tale Show is an official part of the Pipe Network. Oh my God.
Oh my God, wow. So official, so formal.
We are a network podcast. An award-winning network podcast. Could you imagine? In this economy? Could you imagine?
If you asked us last year, we would really laugh at it. But haha, okay.
Yeah.
You ask us today, I will still say, haha, okay.
It's so unbelievable that some people believe in this show, that they are willing to put their life on the line, put their reputation on the line for this show.
It's really amazing. But
It's a huge acknowledgement for us because, like, this show is like something like Andrea and I just love to do.
We just love to talk. That's it, basically. Also, other than that, was that Wesley's podcast review is also a part of Hype. No, nothing is going to change. Maybe, you know, add some things, but nothing is going to change in the long run.
We're still going to be us.
It's still going to be farts. And I, you know, I just thought to share this with everyone because you deserve to know that we are making these changes. You know, you are part of what Farts is now.
Makes us.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
and we thank you for being with us.
Stop. Now stop being corny. Let's talk about that. Okay. Another thing that I wanted to talk about is I do not like what is happening with my vlogs. Because all of a sudden, I get this sudden increase in viewership for this particular vlog that I don't like.
Which one?
It was me when I cleaned my room. As of the moment, wait, let me check. As of the moment, I have about, oh God, shut up. No. Okay, so as of the moment, this video has 6K views. And I think a reach of 35,000 people.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know what happened. I'm usually happy if I get like 1,000 views or like 1,000 people who have encountered the video. I mean, that's enough for me. But 6K views, all because of my super messy room, like, no.
Because everyone wants to watch you clean your room, dude.
That,
like, go clean your room.
My room is clean. Everyone. My room is clean. That's why I made a video about it.
Yeah, during that video, it's clean. But is it clean now?
It is clean now. It's clean. It's clean. Yeah, so a lot of people have seen it from India. And I don't understand why. Basta, it happened. And I know I should be grateful because people are watching my videos. But at the same time, why that video? I have so many great videos. I have so many high quality videos. It just had to be that one.
Oh, like the Parching Hair video.
No, that one is...
That one's great.
That one's from my YouTube era. I moved already. Like... The great
but
videos.
It's still a great video.
The great videos are like when I visited you to Iloilo, the last time we saw each other here in Buda. Those were great videos because those actually had, I poured my heart and soul into them. But this one, this one, I was just cleaning my room. I was exposing my super fucking messy room, and
everyone loved it.
And for some reason, everyone loved it. So. I don't understand anything. I guess I don't understand how vlogging works anymore.
Not anymore.
And that's why I'm into podcasting. Okay, so speaking of you know, the videos that I created, you have been a very big feature on some of my vlogs. I mean, you literally have two big features. How did we become besties? How did it start?
I love how we met the first time twice.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We've talked about this so many times. People have no idea, like, how we became friends and stuff. And I would always love to tell the story because basically Andrew and I were, like, we have this one common friend, Jacob. Jacob will, like, talk to Andrew about me and vice versa. And then we finally got to meet
each other.
It was in front of our high school. It was by the gate, and then... You were like, oh, hi. And then like, you grabbed my hand, shook it, like really shook it. I'm like, what happened? What's happening? Hi, hello. What's going on? And then you introduced yourself. And then, like, I think I had to run, do something else or whatever. So that was, like, really quick. That was really quick. And then the next time we met.
Let me tell that story. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the second time we met, I forgot who she was.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that I met this person. And so when I met this person, I did the exact same thing.
He grabbed my hand, he shook it, and he was like really happy and they're like, hi, oh my God, hi.
Violently shook it. and I said, hello. Jacob told me all about you. I've heard so many great things. It's nice to meet you. I'm Andrew. And I forgot what you how you reacted.
I was like really surprised. And then I think I told you. So I remember telling you, like, yo, we met. You did the exact same thing you're doing right now.
So after that, really great. So that's how we met. Mm-hmm. Me and Ninya, we were never classmates. We were never schoolmates.
No.
But we have common friends.
We did go to the same school. That's why we have common friends. The school that I went to, and then when I left that school, he transferred in that school. And then my friends in that school became his friends as well. That's why we had common friends. And then that's how we basically like had the same sort of circle, because it's basically the same people.
And our friendship did not start off as, oh, you're my best friend. She a real bad bitch to have her own money. She don't need no on the dance floor. She had
copyright,
two.
It
wasn't that. We weren't super besties when we were just casual. Yeah, we were just casual friends. And then every Friday there would be this what do you call it? Like a youth
CYF, Christian Youth Fellowship.
Yeah,
I still remember.
Christian Youth Fellowship. And
like, surprise, we both go to church back then.
Yeah, surprise.
Surprise to everyone.
Wow. But what I was trying to say is that me and Nins live near each other. So
yeah,
they offer this service in the youth fellowship.
The youth fellowship finishes like late at night, around 9-ish. So it's like so late that like they offered the service wherein the church takes the kids back home or like drop them wherever they lived.
Yeah.
So like the driver would always memorize like the houses and so on. Yeah. And then like each bus or something, or each carpool has their own route on where to go and so on. So since we both live near the same street, we got to like ride the same carpool every Friday. For how many months?
Yes. And then you would think that's how we became besties. But no, that is not how we became besties. We became besties after high school when I did not go to any college. I was a very lost young lamb. And Ninya was a budding entrepreneur in her college, and she was an outcast for some reason because people did not like her for some reason, probably because they couldn't see her because she was so short. But
sure. Shut up.
And then they would just hear this, hey, notice me, hey, hey. So basically Ninya was like an outcast in her classes, so she didn't have a lot of friends. I mean, she had friends, but
like selected few. Literally, it's like handful of friends only.
And then that was when me and her parang came to a conclusion that we would have hangout sessions. So me and Ninya would hang out at this local tea shop. It was called, what was it called?
Which one?
Cafe.
There's like so many tea shops we always go to.
Jelly City.
Cafe 52, Jelly City. And then like we moved after Jelly City to Alicat.
Okay, so me and Ninya, we developed our friendship when we started hanging out in Jelly City. We would hang out there all the time. And then
we're always there.
Yes, we were always there. Especially,
I think close to sila ngayon, like the place that we hang out. So yeah, they closed. Like last time I've been there, they told me that they're gonna close down, and then either A, they're gonna close down. The owner like decided to like, okay, never mind this business, I'm gonna give up on this one, and someone else is gonna take over, or he just totally gave up, and then there's a different person that's gonna build up a new business.
Oh, that's so sad. I remember we watched movies together on my janky laptop, and you know, diba, so many memories. But anyway,
so many people that we don't talk to anymore. The one person. Controversy.
Let's not mention any names. Okay, so we were in Jelly City. We actually recorded a podcast that never saw the light of day until until I released that Iloilo video. And then I showed snippets of it on the video. So if you were wondering how we both sounded like 4 or 5 years ago, 6 years ago. A very long time ago.
6 years, babe. That was like 8 years.
Oh my
roughly.
God. What?
That was like 8 years plus ago.
We are
like,
old as fuck.
Chance. Oh my God. Don't like RIP age.
Exposed. Okay. So yeah. That is basically how we became best friends, and since
or
then,
you can just say that's like how young we started, Char.
And ever since then, we've been inseparable. Well, you know, except for her going
physically.
Off to Iloilo.
Physically, but we still hang out, bitch.
Oh yeah, but we still hang out, so that's good. You actually have two besties.
Yeah, so.
And, you know, I'm not going to make you choose between me and the other bestie. And no, we are not going to name this other bestie because this other bestie prefers to be, you know, not named. Me and that person did not start off well.
No, absolutely not. And I was trying to be helpful.
helpful, quote unquote. When it was your fault, we started fighting. No, but like in hindsight, that was very petty of me, and you know, that was very childish of me, and I shouldn't have, you know, pursued.
Well,
you know,
someone's
like,
growing up by like,
no, but
going,
like but you know, me and her are friends. Me and her are friends now. We're cool with each other.
Close
there's nothing wrong with me and her. It was just how we met, like, was all Nina's fault.
It was horrible. Yes. And then that was me being helpful. And it was like, no, that was not helping. And no, this is me helping.
Was,
and then everything, no, it's not helping.
Now, since you have two best friends, this has been on my mind for like the longest time already. It's that, am I really your best friend?
Dun, dun, dun.
Do you know me on a bestie level, or do you just know me as a, oh, this guy's my friend level? I gave you a set of questions that we are going to be discussing with each other, and basically we're going to both answer the question. Okay.
I have like my answers written down somewhere. Here it is.
Oh shit, I told you to write down your answers. I didn't. Wow, I came prepared.
Either way, I'm pretty sure my answers are correct. Our answers are, my answer is your answer too, and then like we're the same person, so it's fine.
First question is, what am I most afraid of?
Easy, people we love or care about, because this is what I wrote on. This is what I wrote on. People we love, me and you, like they suddenly die. Like that's like really scary for us.
So is that your final answer?
Yeah, because it's like true and like real, and it's like super scary.
Okay, if I would have to guess,
it's like,
what
it's a fear,
what you were most afraid of, it would be not having anyone you love or anyone close to you near you, being far away from people that you love.
Interesting.
Okay, we're at the count of one, we're gonna say if we are right or wrong. Okay, so 3, 2, 1, go. Right.
Probably.
What do you mean probably?
Because like,
yes or like, no,
when you mentioned near me, like physically you people were not near me, like you, like my other bestie, like when I moved to Iloilo, like I was alone. I was like legit alone.
And yeah, like, and you experienced it,
and then I lived through it though, so
wow.
I mean, it is kind of charo.
So it is.
It is, in a sense. It is kind of scary. And then it is frightful to be alone. But, like, you'll get used to it after some point in time. You'll get used to the fact that, like, you're alone in this city. And then you have no one, like, to hang out with. You don't know anyone. And then you don't speak their language. So it's, like, language barrier is a thing. And then, like the fact that you don't know anyone. And then you don't know, like, who to ask about stuff. I guess that's why I said probably. So,
So did I get the question right?
I'm just gonna say yes because we're all besties. Right.
Okay, question number two: where would we go if we could go on any vacation? No, don't say, don't answer. Uh-huh. We're gonna answer at the same time. Okay.
Okay.
Three,
Do we wait for one? Okay.
We wait for one. Okay,
sorry.
3, 2, 1. Maldives.
Japan.
Oh my.
No, we're Japan because we're both weebs, remember? You have your little shrine of Umaru that like you keep hiding to everyone, but everyone knows it's there because like
okay, I'm gonna change my answer to Japan because now that you say it, you are correct. Maldives is a Miyana Tirso thing. So when you explain it that way, yes, I would say Japan as
this
well.
Is why I'm confident with my answer.
I am totally not cheating, by the way, just so that we can have the correct answers. Okay, question number three. Describe my perfect day. Yeah. Go.
Because like I just wrote down here, it's like number three, perfect day, and then answer. That's how I wrote down the answers. Do you do one or?
No. You describe my perfect day.
Your perfect day would be like lately, huh? Would be like taking a good nap in a cold room and just waking up and then just doing nothing and maybe playing wrong game. What game are you playing
Animal Crossing now?
Yeah, that one, Animal Crossing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's generally your perfect day, and then maybe Tirso being with you, like playing Animal Crossing right beside you.
Okay. For me, your perfect day would be you could go out wherever you want to. You would go to the mall and then probably hang out in a cafe somewhere, just draw. And then towards in the afternoon, you would still be in the cafe, but then I would be there. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to talk about whatever. We have all the chica in the world. And then...
All the tea.
Yes, all the tea. And then figuratively and literally... and then at night we would go out, have dinner in the same mall, and then you go home because you're broke. But it was a perfect day because you got to spend it with your loved ones. And of course, Kevin will visit you somewhere in the night, you know, wink wink. Maybe have dinner, second dinner of food and maybe pose.
So, I mean, like, you can't see what I'm shaking my head right now.
Good, because I don't want to see you. I don't want to see you shake your head. Okay. At the count of one, right or wrong? 3, 2, 1, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So you do want the pussy eating. Wink, wink.
I don't want to eat cat. Why animal cruelty?
Uh-huh, that's sure. Let's say it's cat. Okay, describe me in three words.
This one is Anna. You're like super open, but like you're open to new experiences and whatever. Oh. And then like you're super people person. Like
eating pussy or something like that? Is that what you mean? No.
Controversies, and then you're super preppy, like you're super happy, you're super energetic. I know, like you said three, but like whatever, friendship, char.
So what were the three words you said? Like all of 12 those. Words.
Exactly. Fight me. I have 100 plus words.
Okay, if I were to describe you, you would be if I was an open book, you would be a closed book with golden pages.
Yeah. Char.
Oh, char.
Friendship na lang.
Okay, that's the first one, closed book. And then another word that I would use to describe you is very artistic.
Mm.
Artistic. Okay. And then the third word that I would describe you is independently resourceful. It's not words. I mean, it's phrases.
It's not really. Yeah, it's a phrase. Yeah.
Yeah. But those are the three things that I would use to describe you.
I guess.
Name three things that we completely 100% agree on.
Oh, this is easy. Like, one, we love this show so much. Two, we love the people who are listening here right now with us and hanging out with us. Three, we love the people we love. Easy.
Wow, you took a cop out on this one. You took a cop out on this one. That was...
Yeah.
You're cheating. Okay. First, okay, for me, the three things that we completely 100% agree on is that that one person that who we do not talk to anymore is a bitch.
Controversies.
Number two.
No comment.
Number two.
Mm-hmm.
We both care for each other. No matter what happens.
Yes.
And then number three.
Yeah.
Number three. Ninya will definitely come back to Davao and live here.
Yes. Someday in the future.
Okay. And the last. Finally, the last question.
By the age of 85.
When we're 85 years
old, what are we going to be doing?
What are we going to be doing together?
Most likely, we're going to die together.
Because we won't live that long. We won't live that long.
We're gonna die soon, guys.
But serious answer.
By like, I don't know. Siguro, this is how I pictured like 80 something, whatever. Like I would be like super old because I'm super lazy, so I don't get much exercise. So most likely I'll just be on a wheelchair somewhere, and then I would picture like you hanging out, like be neighbors or whatever. And like I would picture like CBD, she's also our neighbor or whatever, and she comes by and then like she's like super fit and whatever. I'm like I'm just gonna like I was gonna.
I mean I'm not I'm, that wasn't shade, but like you know it's funny how you didn't say I was
true.
Super fit, but like she out of the three of us, siya lang yung fit sa atin.
Most likely like my exercise buddies or whatever are like kasama si ano si best friend ko. Like tatlo kayo, like exercise or whatever. I'm just gonna be on my chair and just so okay. I'm just gonna sit here and read a book. You guys do you.
At 85 years old, I picture us having frequent game nights, face to face, playing board games.
What's it called? Like retirement center, and then like it's just game nights.
No. D&D. I refuse to be put in a retirement center. I refuse. Maybe like alam mo yung we all take a like family vacation. Your family
in a retirement center.
No. Like your family and then my family and then parang my kids will be friends with your kids and then
that's like given if I have kids. Yeah.
They're gonna be friends with my kids.
Like my kids cannot be friends with like my besties. Like. It's like written in stone, literally.
It's like my best friend, Kai Xiao. Kai Xiao is tama ba yung term? Kai Xiao is arrangement between two Chinese families that.
Yeah, I think it's the term. I'm not 100% sure because my Chinese is like super rusty.
Yeah, same.
I hang out with Chinese people lately because my. Like the people I'm staying at, like they're super Chinese and like they hang out with Chinese businessmen. And then I'm just like sitting at the background, just like, yeah, how?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yes. how?
I understood 10%
Zero.
Of what you just said. Like, and that 10%
yes,
was
me,
how?
My other best friend, she like wants like if I have kids, you have kids, our kids have to be married. I'm like, bruh, I will agree to this if my kids agree to this, and then by the time they're legal age and then they have consent, like they understand like what they're getting into with regards to shit.
But if it's friendship, they are definitely gonna be forced into a friendship.
Yeah,
I do not care.
Yeah, they cannot be not friends. Mm-hmm. Like you have to be friends.
So that's how I imagine when we're 85 years old. If
probably.
If we are alive by then.
We're alive.
Otherwise, we would be in the cemetery next to each other. Aww. So like that's it, guys.
Meters away, or like somewhere near.
So I guess I could say
the show.
Yes, but I guess I could say that you are definitely my best friend. You're my best friend.
Yes.
You're a real bad
yes.
bitch. You got your own money. You don't need
copyrights,
no on the dance floor.
I have to stop.
She had you two phages, so she twerk and now she throw it out and come back in. That's my best friend.
Okay, cue music. I'll tell you my story in the, once okay. we finish like
now,
the break.
Now
we're going to go on a break
yes,
now.
Yes, we're going to take a break. And when we come back... It's going to be, you know, horror stories from the internet or all about the internet. You know, this is like an old topic that we've covered last
like we're gonna
season.
We're going to put like trigger warnings as well. So,
No. There's always a trigger warning in season two. Now. I put it.
Yeah.
You should hear
good.
It. Nina hasn't heard the episodes yet because we are recording this before the published dates. But there are trigger warnings every episode.
Like... If like you have not listened or like you didn't hear the trigger warnings before this one, now you know. Okay.
Now
like,
you know there is a trigger warning. Okay. Uh-huh. We'll be right back. Happy birthday to you. Yes, that's right. Lazada's birthday is coming tomorrow, March 27, and they are having a big birthday sale. Oh my god, enjoy discounts of up to 90% on items and free shipping vouchers will be given on the day. I know you've been eyeing that air fryer for a while now, or how about those noise-canceling earphones you added to your cart a few months ago? Well, now is the perfect time to get them. And you can support the show by clicking on the affiliate link that we have in the show notes. Again, I say this all the time, there's no additional cost. A part of whatever Lazada earns will go to us. It's a win-win. You get what you want, and you're helping Nins and I keep the show going for more weeks to come. So the affiliate link is in the show notes or in the recent post that we have on the Facebook page. Happy birthday, Lazada! And we are back. Okay, here we go.
Hi.
Something for your ear hole, a tale to scare. This one talks about a murder, that one wails about a ghost, and will Nina read them? Yes, indeed. Now something for your ear holes, a tale to scare. Searching here and there and everywhere, crying stories. Nina, please, can't you read them? Oh, yes, she
does. It's does. Not do, does. Okay, and Nina, why don't you take it away with your first story?
So, hi guys. I have a question. Fun for you, like early internet days, what were you doing online? Like typical you stuff, diba? You would like go online and then
watch
play,
porn.
YA.
I don't know.
You
probably
would
play. I don't know, like wait 10 minutes for a very naked pixelated picture of a guy load. It would take that long. Okay.
I mean, yeah, for like internet before it was like really slow. And then like before generally kids would like play Y8 na games. Y8 is still up, like if you check.
Oh, I did not play Y8.
You did not play Y8.
I did
Y8
not, I
for, and, like always
play
playing Y8. I was going to Newgrounds back then as well. Like that was like when
now,
I played
we're talking. Now we're talking. Newgrounds. I did that. A lot of flash games. Basta hindi Y8.
Yeah, flash games. Flash games were a thing back then. And then like when you
hold on. I also did the Disney Channel website games. Cartoon Network games.
Yeah.
Basta it's
of
all
course.
Flash games.
That was like. Yeah, flash games from like back then. When you go online, you would always like put up a screen name and then, like you have an avatar. Like if it was like MMO, it was multiplayer. It was like you would have a screen name and then like you would talk to people and like you would make friends. And then like before, bullying was not a real thing. Cyberbullying wasn't like an actual thing. Like everyone like super friendly and everyone was a friend online. And then our story goes, way back, Christmas or December, New Year, sorry. This was on 2002, like way back then. Our story focuses on this girl who was 13 years old back then. Her name is Alicia, Quez, I'm sorry, butchering that name again. Alicia was 13 years old back then. She went online and she made friends online. And then this specific guy that she met online, that she became really safe with. She would talk to him and then share stuff with him, and then he likes what she likes. And then on New Year's Eve, he asked her to, like, hey, you want to hang out with me? General thing was like, you want to hang out with me? We can meet up. And then she basically slipped away for the New Year's Eve dinner with her family. She was like, oh, I don't feel well. I'm just going to go upstairs to my room. So she did. And then she slipped out of the window. And then she walked in the middle of the night. Andrew, I sent you a link of the interview she had, because this story is from BBC News UK, I believe. And then we're going to listen to her interview, and then we're going to come back to you guys, and then we're going to talk about more on her interview.
Okay, that was it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I went to, a really dark turn, after hearing, her interview, multiple times. I listened to her interview. I read the story multiple times. It's not in BBC UK. I'm sorry about that. It's BBC.com and then US. And then, basically, the entire thing was about Alicia meeting someone online, thinking that she met a friend online in the internet. It was really early internet days. And then thinking that her friend would like hang out with her or whatever. And then when she got out of the house, she was walking, she was alone, and then she realized how this, I believe the silence when she was walking, it was eerie. That's when her subconscious or her logic kicked in that this is a bad idea, go home. And when she turned around and she was kidnapped, that's when the moment she knew that it was she made a big mistake. And then the thing is, on her interview, she would explain what the questions were asked to her as a victim. It's essentially, in a way, victim blaming. The questions that she mentioned, other people would say, oh, it's not that long that you were kidnapped and she was kidnapped, tortured, and she was done unspeakable things to this man for 4 days. And she mentioned in their interview where she was there were people who would tell her that, oh, it's just 4 days, it's not that long. It's really horrible to say, 4 days isn't long.
My one thing about it is that people are so quick to forget that this was during a time where a lot of people did not know any better. This was early internet days. The person was literally 13.
Yes. 2002.
Did they ever catch the guy?
I didn't see here in the article if they did.
I'm actually searching for the person who did all those horrible things, and I found out here that I'm not gonna name his name because we should not name their names. I'm pretty sure a lot of them get off on being recognized as this person who did this. Uh-uh. This person was found. And the person was caught.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I found it. No. He was sentenced 19 years in prison, 7 months. The way that they found her was because someone who went online saw a video of the guy, the torturer, the guy who kidnapped her, who was posting a video online about what he did to Alicia. He was proud of it. They checked his IP address from the video. And then that's when they found her inside the house. She's actually, Alicia is now 27, if I'm correct. And then she has...
And she's a motivational speaker.
She also has this Alicia's Law built like for like a rescue teams for like victims and stuff. She has a law named after her, I believe, that's passed down in Virginia, California, Ohio, Kentucky, Texas, Tennessee, and like a bunch of other states.
We may joke around a lot here in the show, but it's really serious when we say that you should take your online privacy very seriously. You know, one of the things that you can do is limit what you share on social
media. Yeah, like especially locations.
We should be careful that there are literally people who are so messed up, and we don't blame you if, you know, it's okay. You can talk to random people. That's fine. I mean, I've done it too. At the end of the day, you really have to be careful.
You can't prevent everything, but like being careful is always good.
I'm very careful when it comes to this because I don't want to make it sound like I'm trying to tell these people not to do this so that this won't happen to them.
You can't fully
but we should also not do this to other people. Let's have a sense of human decency, please. We should be actively teaching people not to do this to other people. So, ayun. And that's just my 2 cents. Thank you so much, Nins, for that. It's a very good lesson on internet safety and why you should not be a dick.
So we should go take a breather.
Yeah, we need to take a breather. We're going to take one more break. And when we come back, I have a story of a YouTuber who went down a very dark path.
Ooh. Damn, I need a vacation.
Don't we all? Well, why not go to Batangas to La Casa Vacanze?
Isn't that the place with Wi-Fi, air-conditioned rooms, Netflix, and a pool?
Yep, you know, comfort, enjoyment, and privacy are priority when I go on a vacay. And in La Casa Vacanze, you can find just that. So next time you're bound for Batangas, why not book a stay there? Just go to www.pipenetwork.co/La Casa Vacanze.
Book a stay over there. And if you use the promo code FART, you can get 300 pesos off your booking. That's FARTS, FART, and get 300 pesos off your booking.
Mahalagang paalala na dapat sundin ang mga national health protocols ng DOH para sa kaligtasan ng isa't isa.
Hey everyone! We are the 3AM Avenue Podcast Series, ang hashtag tropang madaming ebas.
Here to have genuine conversations about life, love, career, and many more.
Don't forget to search for us on Spotify. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at 3AM Podcast Series to hear more about our Tropas Kwentuhans, adventures, and journey towards reaching our goals. See you, mga katropa!
MC Ump!
Hey, Pal!
And welcome back. Okay, so... Breathing. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go.
There's a story for you in this hand of mine. You can't stop the things I do. I lie. I've searched high and low, wrote down an essay. Now Andrew is back. And there's hell to pay. There's a story for you. And this hand of
mine. Okay, so what I'm gonna be talking about today is all about this YouTuber. I don't know if you know this YouTuber, but he was very big in the anime community. Just a little backgrounder. I heard this from a Trash Taste podcast episode because I listen to Trash Taste. Gigek, Anime Man, and C-Dog VA. Mm-hmm. So it's Garnt, Joey, and Connor.
Mm-hmm.
They're these foreign YouTubers in Japan, and they talk about...
their Trash Taste.
It was originally meant to be an anime podcast, but, you know, it did not become an anime podcast. Uh-oh. But anyway, in the early days of YouTube, there was this YouTube channel called Lens Cap Productions. So this YouTube channel had skits,
had anime reviews, guns, life updates, all of those things. Now, the skits, a lot of them were shock humor. A lot of them also had guns. And then an evolution came and this person started doing anime reviews. From then on, he was named Mr. Anime. So, are you familiar with this, Beb?
I believe not, but feel free to tell me more.
Okay. So, his real name is Trey Sessler. He's very famous for becoming what is known as the Anime Man.
Uh-huh.
Now, this YouTuber essentially kickstarted the anime community in YouTube because he was one of the first people to review anime. And of course, for a while, he was friends with Gigguk. Not really close friends, you know, but they were acquaintances. They knew each other. According to Gigguk, they talked and then he felt like something was off. And then that was the last thing he heard from him. Cool. Aside from the skits, the anime reviews, he had lots of videos about guns.
Uh-oh.
He would shoot videos of him shooting. That would be his thing back then. And before, YouTube was not very strict on the content that they would censor. So we would see these things. Now, he also had life updates. He's got health issues. He's even showed his pet ferrets. And then there was this one video where he said that he was planning something big.
Uh-uh.
The video after that, he said that he was getting a job. So this might be his last video. Parang ganun. Uh-uh. He was essentially leaving YouTube. Now, on March 19, 2012, when we were still, you know, at a ripe age of high school, he was drinking heavily that night. And he was finally going to execute his big plan.
Uh-uh.
Now, uh-uh. On March 20, early morning, he lured his mother out. Still very drunk, by the way. He lured his mother out to the garage door, calling her, and he shot her 4 times on the chest. Then, realizing what he had done, he went to his brother's and dad's rooms and shot them as well. Then he wanted to make sure that none of them were still alive. So he went back and he shoots them all one by one. He killed his pets. Now this was just the first plan of his agenda because his real big plan was to do the biggest mass shooting in a local school, and it was during a pep rally of 70 students. This guy had a fascination with serial killers and mass shooters that he wanted to become one.
Don't worry guys, we're not like that though.
I mean, you know, like, yeah, true. He can have a fascination with murders and all of that and not be one, you know, just
true.
Putting that
true.
Out there to the
just
universe.
So for everyone to know, like,
the option exists for you to not be an asshole.
Yes.
Okay, so what he did was he killed his family first, para they won't know what happened. Of course, he realizes what he'd done, and then the plan goes haywire. So he expressed remorse by writing on all the doors and all the walls in the house, saying how guilty he was about what he had done and all that. He got caught sometime later, hiding in his friend's house. Apparently, it was revealed that he had been practicing for several years na, that he was going to execute this plan. All those guns that he was buying and storing, he was practicing on them. So, like, when the time comes for him to execute the plan, it would go all right. He was caught, tried, and sentenced to life in prison. And of course, he himself requested no rights to parole.
Uh-oh.
He doesn't want to be out because he believes that he's a danger to society and all that. So right now, as we speak...
At least he knows, just saying.
Right now, as we speak, he is in prison. Actually, late last year, in December, his YouTube channel got terminated.
Uh-oh.
As part of the ongoing censorship that the new censorship stuff that YouTube is doing.
Uh-oh.
A lot of old channels are getting terminated, and I guess that's why it came back, and then that's why they talked about it in Trash Taste. So, you know, this is very scary for me personally because I also have a fascination of these things, and also I'm a YouTuber.
But the biggest difference that we have is I don't collect guns, nor do I plan on collecting, and also nor I do not plan on mass shooting anything. Probably mass shooting videos. That is probably the only mass shooting that I will do.
I will say though, like as a person who has held an actual gun twice and has shot like the target thingy. Yeah, like it was.
Why
kind
would
of
they
cool.
let this young child hold a gun?
It's like the whole factor. It's like shooting is not easy. Like that was my first time shooting, and then it was not easy to like shoot. And then like they taught me like you should not do this. You should not wave your gun around, even if you're not holding the trigger.
Oh, girl, I can't even shoot things in video games.
I'm not gonna say I'm good. I'm pretty okay, like long distance shooting. In mga sniper games, I'm just.
I cannot play COD. I cannot play CS:GO. I cannot play Valorant.
We should play LOL. We should try to play LOL.
I cannot play Resident Evil.
I cannot play. Resident Evil, like, big no echo for Resident Evil because, like, the jump scares, like, the monsters, for some reason, the monsters always scare me, so Resident Evil, I cannot even. And I cannot play Valorant because, like, I'm pretty sure the computer I'm using will explode and burn.
Oh,
and then I'm just gonna
little
sit there.
Baby, they cannot play horror games. Oh. Are you scared? You scared of horror games, of all the jump scares?
I bitch, like that's like really horrible Ahmed, like
we should play Phasmophobia.
What? Oh, Phasmophobia is fun.
Oh, that
Phasmophobia.
What? And you say that you're scared of jump scares. Tapos Phasmophobia is like big jump scare.
Dude, like funny though. Like, sorry, I don't know, like, this is, like, out of podcast, whatever, no, but I'm just gonna say, like, I played Phasmophobia, they were streaming it on Twitch, and then, because I was playing on Kevin's computer, and then, like, when I saw the shadow, or, like, the guy that was holding an axe, I'm like, okay, no, bye, I'm just gonna walk away, I just left the room. Because like it was starting to haunt, and I'm like, oh, I see you, okay, bye, I'm just gonna go this way. Because I find it funny. It was fun.
Yeah, so that was my story. It was very quick. You know, lately my stories have been really quick.
Short, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like last season, it was me who had the longer stories, but I guess I condensed the information down in preparation for shits. I don't know. If you want to hear, you know, yeah, because at the end of the day, if you want to hear more about the story, it's going to be covered in shits.
Mm-mm. Yeah. True, though. True, true, true.
And I guess I just have a lot of things on my plate that I cannot, for the life of me, talk that long anymore.
Probably.
So, yeah, do you have any more thoughts onto this story? I mean, like right now.
I forgot who, like, I was listening to, but someone was, like, I was watching a video or whatever, and then they were talking about, I think it was Adam Ruins Everything. He was talking about this other guy who did a mass shooting in schools, and they were, like, talking about video games and how, like generally, like, the public and, like, how the media puts it as, oh, the kids who are playing shooting games are, like, more likely to, like, do this negative stuff. And, like, not really, because it doesn't really equate to, like, oh, you play shooting games, you might be, like, at some point in the future, but with mental breakdown, can be a killer or whatever. But, like, because, like, they gave the example of this kid who did a mass shooting. And then the thing is, he does not play, like shooting games as often. And then his favorite game was DDR back then, which is like, diba? I don't know.
Which is just a seizure in your eyes.
With
and
all
your
the flashing.
Ears. Yeah.
Yeah, with the loud music. I don't know, your hobbies and whatever doesn't really equate to like, you're going to do this. It's just like, there are people who is kind of sus and does need help. And if so, if like you feel like there's something off, you should maybe try to go talk to them. Because I have friends who I have a friend who likes to collect guns and has a bunch of knife collection. And then like when we hang out, like group video chat, he would like show off his new knife or whatever. And then he would play with it. I'm like, we're all like,
it kind of reminds me of that Vine where this kid was running in the backyard, and then he's like, and then the mom's like, hey, what do you have there? And then the kid's like, a knife. And then the mom's like, no. And then it's funnier when you see it. Anyway, that's my story. Thank you so much, guys. We're gonna
thank
be taking
you for
one
the
last
story.
Break, and when we come back, we have our first story from a listener. This is like the first of the season of a submitted story, so I can't wait to, you know, play the theme song for you guys. It's been a while. We'll be right back. Recently, I traveled to Taiwan, seeing the intricate brick architecture in the busy streets of Da Dao Cheng, and learning more about the culture in one of the oldest districts of the country made me fall in love with Taiwan. The wonder and excitement that I felt as I entered a temple where people prayed for the city's protection and finding true love made me want to go back there again. And the best part about it is that I did all of that in the comfort of my own home. How? With MyProGuide's online live walking tours. Just go to tour.myproguide.com, find the banner that says Online Tour Guide, click it, and choose the Online Tour - MyProGuide Travel the World in 10 Countries from Home in real time. The Da Dao Cheng Tour will actually be one of the first tours that they will do starting April 17. And hey, use my promo code AndyVentures so you can get a special gift on me. Just go to tour.myproguide.com, find the banner that says Online Tour Guide, click it, and choose the Online Tour - MyProGuide Travel the World in 10 Countries from Home in real time. Don't forget to use my promo code AndyVentures. That's capital AndyVentures. All one word. If you want to learn more, then you can read the podcast notes. Enjoy traveling at home with MyProGuide. Explore via screen.
Scary, petrifying, terrifying,
spine-chilling, blood-curdling, horrifying.
Got some scary stories that happened to you? We want it, and we'll read it here in the Farts Podcast. Email us a voice recording or write to us telling your scary experience at fartspod@gmail.com. Or send us a voice message over the Anchor app and get featured on our next episode.
And welcome back. Okay, before we get on to the final segment, we should also play, what game was that? Name rhyme game time.
Yeah.
Yes, so name rhyme game time is this game that we developed for Fright Flick, where I will give you a set of clues and essentially all the answers will rhyme to the movie that we are going to watch for our next movie night. Ooh.
I was like, I have cheats. Should I open cheats?
No, do not open the cheats. Okay.
Cheats.
So I'm telling you this now because in 2 weeks, we'll talk about the movie on the show. So I'm giving you ample time to find that movie, watch it.
You told me like every other movie is in Netflix, just like downloaded.
Every
like,
movie,
okay.
Essentially every movie is going to be on Netflix because I want to make it easy for...
Except for Scream.
Except for Scream. No, Scream people, was not, we did not find it on Netflix.
No.
We did find Scream, the TV series, on Netflix.
That was different though.
Yeah, that's different.
Did you watch it?
Not yet.
Okay.
I will watch it soon. I'm still going to watch Scream 2, 3, 4. Okay.
I should do that too.
So welcome to Name Rhyme Game Time. Okay. So the first sentence
is, this is a man-made waterway for the purpose of irrigation or for boats to access a large body of water. This is famous in Venice. What is this word?
Venice? Is that how you pronounce it?
Venice. Like in Italy.
Okay. I don't know. My brain went to canal.
Okay. Correct. Yes, it's a canal. Okay. Now, this next word is a pal. What is this word? A pal.
A pal, friend.
Sorry, baliktad. Damn it! I gave the answer. I was meant to say a friend. Damn it! Yes, the answer is a pal.
Smart.
Okay, and the final sentence is a pen for livestock like cattle or horses in farms or ranches. A pen for livestock like cattle or horses in farms or ranches.
Oh no, that's for chickens. Barn.
It should rhyme with canal and a pal.
I'm just going to say canal and pal doesn't rhyme, but let's see. I don't know.
My pen
is blank.
A pen is like a enclosure.
Yeah, I know. I play Stardew Valley.
What do you call that? What do you call that pen?
Isn't it barn? No.
A barn is like barn. A building. A barn is a building. A pen is like a fence around for cattle or horses.
And remember, it
rhymes with canal and the pal.
Canal and pal.
So what's a farm thing that rhymes with those things?
I have no clue. Why do I not have any clue?
It starts with a C.
But like legit, my brain is blank.
It's a corral.
Okay, yeah, that is a farm thing.
So you didn't answer that, but it's a corral. And I guess putting all of those words together... our movie for our next Fright Flick is, Beb.
Oh, you're ready for me too.
The movie is?
I don't know. I forgot. I cheat.
It should rhyme with those words.
Canal, pal.
Corral.
Corral.
It's a Filipino word. Starts with a B.
Banal.
The next movie is called a Banal. God. This movie is shit.
Oh, this movie better be good.
This game is shit. The movie better be good. Okay. So...
I love this game.
Now it's time for the audience story. This is the first time we've had since, you know, last season. So here it goes. I'll play the theme song. What number is the theme song in my soundboard?
Nine.
It's not nine.
Nine. It's 15.
No, it's not. There's no 15 on the keyboard, Beb.
There is now.
It's number 7.
To bring it in, Andrew and Mia are waiting. So come on down, we'll read it now. Your stories that make us go. How?
Yes, that's right. Welcome to the stories that will make us go. How? Where you, the listener, will submit a story and we will read it on the show. So this one was actually emailed to me by a person who did not sign his name or their name. But
why? Next time, guys, please. Like, yes, this is free shout outs.
Please, you know, we would like you to have the choice for anonymity, but you should also
give us code name.
Give us a code name that we can call you by.
Mm-mm.
Just saying. Okay. So mm-mm. I'm going to call this person VB because those are the initials of yung email.
The email.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is a story by VB.
Bad vibes.
Not bad vibes. No bad vibes.
Bad vibes.
VB.
V for Victor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Vad, like VB, like as in bad vibes. Here it goes.
Hello, Andrew and Ninya. Been listening to your podcast and I've been enjoying it so far. You guys keep me company in this pandemic. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
So here's a scary story for you. I call this story Not Here. Back in college, I would accompany my boyfriend and his friends to a cafe where they would study for their board exams. My classes were done by then, so I would just help them stay focused by confiscating their phones while they reviewed. As the exams grew nearer, his group of friends started attending their local religious service. Eventually, my boyfriend asked me if I could accompany him to the service. Both of us were technically still Catholic, but I was non-practicing, coming from bad experiences with the system. And then he puts in parentheses, there's a system between the institution and the religion, that he doesn't agree with, if that makes sense.
Oh.
I was hesitant, but my boyfriend reassured me that this service was unlike the traditional Catholic churches, that they had youth leaders rather than old priests, a live rock band and all. So basically...
Wait lang, pause. I feel like I know what church is this. Anyways, go on.
A live band and all. He says he even cried in one of the services. Out of support and respect for my boyfriend's religion and faith, as well as wanting to give my own religious faith a second chance, I agreed to go. So on that Sunday, we took a jeep to ride to the event center that held the service. It was like a mall type building and we began ascending to the fifth floor. Going up, I noticed that most of the people going in our same direction were around our age as well. As we reached the fifth floor, I was surprised to find that the whole floor was dedicated to the religious group, having multiple function rooms and performance halls for different services. Looking around, I realized that the reason why everyone attending around my age group was because they had different services tailored for a specific age group. So there are services tailored for kids, teens, couples, etc.
Okay.
And this person was very impressed. I was more impressed when we arrived at the hall for our service. Instead of an altar, a giant stage with a live rock band was there. There was even a giant LED screen. And what's more impressive was the sea of around 500 to 1,000 college-age students excited for the service. The energy was palpable. Char. Like, he could taste the energy. You know, just...
Yeah.
Well, just like translating it for
I'm
you.
Sorry. You know. I have 2 brain cells, guys. Yeah. I have only 2.
So, okay, so we seated ourselves near the stage, and soon enough, the service started with an energetic worship song. It was like a concert. The youth leaders who sang had a great voice, and the crowd was cheering and singing along, and the energy was infectious. I started to sing and groove as well. My boyfriend would habitually look at me in concern, and I just gave him a smile. Part of me started to relax into it. Maybe I could return to this faith, after all. Once the opening numbers were over, we were seated, and a sermon by the youth leaders began. It was about the role of men and women. Everything went downhill from there. The sermon talked about how man was inherently flawed thanks to Adam and Eve. Eve because of foolishly being tricked and having Adam eat from the apple, and Adam for not watching over the woman, as he knew better. Uh-huh. The youth leader, a 20-something-year-old guy, passionately talked about how as men, it was our job to watch over women as they don't know any better.
Mm.
It was sad. You know, behind the facelift, this institution is still the same as I knew it was before.
Uh-huh.
But it gets worse. Then the sermon proceeded to talk about homosexuals. The youth leader explained that men who love men or women who love women are essentially broken, looking for someone to fit what the other gender lacked. He even went on to answer the big question that was on every queer Catholic's mind. Are they accepted in the community? No.
Mm-hmm.
My breath hitched. I went numb. I shut down. I felt a hand suddenly grab mine tightly and I turned to see my boyfriend, eyes glassy and wide in horror. I'm sorry, he mouthed. I couldn't hear him from youth leader's sermon and the background music. My boyfriend's group of friends turned to us in concern and asked us if we wanted to leave. I said no. It's okay.
I want to hear what they had to say. The youth leader went on to clarify that this didn't mean that homosexuals are turned away, but instead are lost, and would need God's guidance to return to as they are, loving the opposite gender.
Sorry, go on.
And it would take the Christian man and woman to love their counterpart properly to restore our lost souls. That they are still loved, but just lost. I looked to my side and saw one woman nodding, a notebook out and a pen furiously jotting down notes. As the sermon built up, the youth leader invited everyone to stand up. Oh, I thought the youth leader invited all the homosexuals to stand up. Okay, sorry, mali pala, hindi pala. The youth leader invited everyone to stand up, and the band began picking up once more. It was the climax of the service, where everyone would sing. And as I stood up with the congregation, I took a good look around me. This group of 500 to 1,000, all singing along in praise, not really taught to hate, but to love. No, to correct. I felt no hatred for any of them, because I knew they are, in some way, like me, looking for a place to be. Instead, I felt numb, sad. I felt fear. Why am I here? We stuck around until the end of the service. Why? I don't really know. It was all just a blur at this point. As we walked out of the service hall, I felt my boyfriend's hand clasp mine once again, but I couldn't. I pulled away. And even if it hurt me to see the hurt look in his eyes, I just whispered in a small voice, "I don't feel safe here." Not here. There's a place for all of us in this world. Just not here. Okay, so first things first. Me and Ninya are so sorry that you had to experience that. And that these homophobes who hide behind their religion made you feel unsafe for something that you cannot change. There are many things that you can change in this world. The world is constantly changing. But for me, essentially who you are cannot be changed at all. That is the one exception.
True.
May grow, you may evolve, but you cannot actively change who you are.
Thank you, though, for like sharing your story.
Thank you so much for sharing to us. And this is a very legit fear that a lot of people have in, like, especially me. I was also one of those people who had something like this.
You went through this. I
remember, you know, going to church and then there was this sermon about
homosexuality.
And my mom was right next to me. My mom knew what I was. My mom knew that I was an active participant in the church. And she turned to look at me. And then, parang, you could kind of see that hurt. Alam mo yun, parang hurt for me. Parang ganun good na, I'm so sorry that you had to experience this for yourself. You know?
You're sitting here and like listening to this.
It's just a shitty thing. You know, no one wants to feel unsafe. Everyone wants to feel accepted. And we're in a world where we are more accepted now than before. And I guess that's a good thing. If the church is not for you, the church is not for
you. Just make your own church.
Yeah, start your own cult. Yeah.
Start your own cult.
What do you call it? The church of
the church of Satan. I'm just saying.
Like, you know, we could start one, you know, like the church of farts. All hail the fart god.
That's a fucking dumbest name though. The fart god, Jesus Christ.
Everybody shout your praise.
And then, that's a prayer.
Okay, no, but like in all seriousness, so, like, parang it's no one should ever have to go through that.
No.
There are other there are other churches who are more willing to accept who you are. And at the end of the day, it's not, homosexuality is not a sin. It is not. It is an agenda pushed by Europeans.
People.
white people
in the Philippines, it's like generally Spanish. We blame like 600 whatever, 300 every years na Spanish.
But no, in general.
Yeah, in general.
The anti-homosexual thing
for me is like the one thing that I would really consider like straight up like that is a sin. Period. Is consent is like a must.
That was way out of my point. Yes. But I just wanted to say that the whole thing that God hates gays, that is a white person thing. If you look at the history, it was when the Bible was translated to another language that homosexuality came up. The problem that was with Sodom and what was the other city? Sodom and whatever that, you know that story where this very homosexual city got burned down by God. That was not because they were homosexuals. That was because a lot of them were non-consensual with their partners. There was a lot of sinning happening there. And it was not because they were gay or they participated in gay things. And if you look at it in the Philippines, in the Philippine context, being anti-gay is a very colonial mentality. Tama ba ang term?
Yeah.
Philippine mythology or Philippine history is very open sexually, very open to same sex. If we're talking about sexuality, pre-colonial Philippines, there's actually a third gender. It was called binabayi. And then these people were very respected in the community. They were even priests for the religion that pre-colonial Philippines had. And when these white colonists came to the Philippines, they started planting it in people's brains that being gay is bad, being homosexual is a sin and all of that. It's essentially brainwashing a culture. And we're not for that. Like, brainwashing a culture? No.
No. So, brainwashing people like to listen to the show, yes. Come listen to the show.
Brainwashing you guys for a cult of the fart? Fart god? Yes.
The fart god.
Yes. Yes. No, sorry, wrong one. Yes. So, yeah, that's it, guys. Thank you so much, VB, for sharing with us your story. You know, if you feel unsafe, if you feel like you need someone to talk to, we are here, literally.
Yeah.
We have
nothing to do.
We have nothing to do.
We have nothing better to do.
guys, we need friends.
Wala na akong commission.
We need friends. Guys, I'm so sick and tired of...
We need friends other than us.
I am so sick and tired of Ninya being my only friend. Please, save me. De, joke lang.
I have another bestie, so I have options.
Wow.
Snap.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait lang, before we end, I just want to tell the story how I told Tirso that there's a straight ah, and then there's the gay ah. You know Megan Thee Stallion, right?
No, I'm no clue.
Megan Thee Stallion is the a new rapper.
Parang wala akong news.
Like Doja Cat and then Nicki Minaj and Cardi
B. The only
and,
news I have like with rapper related stuff is the baby dissing JoJo Siwa, because JoJo Siwa just like, hi, I'm gay, I'm into women, I have a girlfriend.
What?
And
JoJo Siwa was like, in what world would you think JoJo Siwa is a rapper?
No. The baby, like this rapper called the baby. The baby DA. Then baby, he was like, JoJo Siwa bitch or some shit. And then everyone was like, the fuck are you talking about? Okay. Is it because like she got famous?
This is your homework.
She's like back in news.
This is your homework.
If I remember.
Go look up Megan Thee Stallion. It's a simple YouTube search. Just look up one of her songs and you will know what I'm referring to. When I say that's her thing. When she raps, she goes, and then I'm saying that's like the gay A. So if you're straight, it's A. If you're gay, it's
Okay.
So, thank you so much for listening to the Frightening Alarming Real Life Tale Show. And,
go follow us on all social media.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Frightening Alarming Real Life Tale Show. You can follow Ninya on all her socials. Beb, stop interrupting me. Let me do this final spiel. God.
I will always interrupt. Anyways, keep going.
Okay, here we go.
I will interrupt again.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Frightening, Alarming, Real Life Tales Show. You can follow Ninya on all her socials at Nin C. Fernandez. That's NinCFerNandez. I'm at The Andrew Tops on everything. And the show's Facebook and Twitter is at FartsPod. If you've got a scary story you'd like to share, then you can email fartspod@gmail.com or you can message us on our socials. We also have a Discord server, so if you want to come out and hang out with us, we frequently talk about anything scary in there, and we also post memes and such. The link will be in the show notes of this episode. So thank you so much, guys. Thank you to VB for giving us that very good story. Thank you to Ninya for preparing. Finally, until next week.
What? I prepare.
Bye.
Shut up. Bye. Bitch, I prepare shit. Fuck you.
Bye.
What's up? Bye. We're still recording. Okay, bye.
'God, ang init, pocha.
Oh, bruh, like it's.
Yeah. I opened my door.
Mm.
The cold air rushed in.
Oh, that's so
para
nice.
Siyang aircon.
And then like it becomes hotter. Mag AC pala ikaw, wala ka AC.
Walang hole dito for AC.
Then make a hole for AC. Just punch those two.
I want to, pero I don't know. Ewan ko kay Mama. Ayaw niya mag palagay.
Why?
I know where to put it.
Gasto kuryente.
I know where to put
kuryente.
It. Hindi naman. Parang mm-hmm. ayaw lang niya. Kasi so much work. But I know where to put it.
I mean, you could offer to do the work for her.
Oh, I would have to break down a wall.
Yeah. And then like, you can like make a video on it. And then like, just wrecking ball.
Char, another episode of MDIY.